The rest of the story. For thousands of years, we lonely creatures of Earth have yearned for and reached out to unknown majesties beyond the blue. Our most primitive precursors prayed, sacrificed, built monuments, even wrote in the dirt so the gods would notice us. Centuries B.C., the ancient people of Peru drew, sketched in desert clearings, strange geometrical shapes and the likenesses of humans and animals. The original artisans, whom we call the Nazca, vanished about 600 A.D., and yet their art, because of its immense size, civilizations subsequent never knew until the 1930s, when somebody flew over the region in an airplane and looked down on that rocky, arid expanse 37 miles long and 15 miles wide and saw the gigantic geoglyphs massively etched on the desert floor, surely intended for the eyes of deities in the skies. Meanwhile, thousands of miles away, a pilot soaring high above the island of New Caledonia in the Southwest Pacific beheld another colossal work of art among the mangroves, one which may be viewed, recognized, and appreciated only from the heavens, a huge and perfect heart shape with an identical, though smaller one, just inside it, like the Neolithic hinges of stone that dot the British Isles, the so-called Vaux Heart, named for the modern town nearest it, had no practical function for a primitive population. It was neither a calendar nor an astronomical observatory. It was just simply what it was. Today it's more. Today it's more for those mammoth, wonderful creations of Peru and New Caledonia, those sprawling symbols which can be seen only from a great height, one day captured the attention of aerial photographer Jan Artus Bertrand. In fact, those fascinating giant images are now prominently and permanently displayed at Bertrand's remarkable traveling exhibition of aerial photography called The Earth from the Sky, premiering in Geneva in 1999, moving to Zurich in 2001, to Chicago all summer long, 2002. That outdoor exhibit of 126-foot by 4-foot photographs include marvels that will hold crowds spellbound for generations to come. There are swaths of cobalt blue, identifiable only as one draws near as fishing nets. There are intricate Turkish carpet designs, which on closer examination become ornately pruned boxwood hedges in a 17th-century French garden more than a mile and a half long. Of course, the ancient Peruvian desert art of the Nazca is represented in that spectacular show. But the stirring photograph of Bertrand's exhibition is now, as always, the Vaux Heart, gigantically inscribed in the mangroves of New Caledonia. And what makes this so special is it was painted by no human hand. Nope. The mangrove trees simply, incredibly, practically, impossibly grew that way in perfect concentric heart shapes, which capture the essence of the photographer's ecological message. For it is as though the earth itself, foreseeing its jeopardized future, made an offering of peace to mankind in natural design, a note which in any language reads, "Be my Valentine." Now you know the rest of the story.